Okay, it'd be probably good for me to hear everyone check their vocal mic, please.
It's Sound Effect on KPLU. Gabriel Spitzer here with our No Regrets show.
Check, check, check. Hey, 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 hey. Here I am.
Hello. Hi. 1, 2, check.
Seattle indie rock band Chastity Belt has No Regrets, or I should say No Regerts. That's the name of their 2013 debut album.
Mic check. Hello. Hello, hello.
Okay, good.
Check, check, check.
Julia Shapiro, Lydia Lund, Annie Truscott, and Gretchen Grimm joined Sound Effect's Kevin Kniestedt in KPLU Studios, and they explained to him why they stand behind even the intentionally misspelled tattoo that was the album's namesake. And they played a little music, too.
For those who might not know you all that well, how'd you guys get to know each other, and how'd you guys become a band?
We met in college. We all went to Whitman College in Walla Walla, Washington. And we were all friends before the band. The band started as a joke. Lydia and I came up with the band name, Chastity Belt, when we were wasted one night at a frat party. And then it kind of just stuck, and we would start chants, Chastity Belt chants at shows after the other bands had played. It was kind of like our punk alter ego. Yeah. We would break bottles and then sweep them up because we felt bad.
So what were the early days of Chastity Belt like after that?
We played this one show. It was like the battle of the bands at this, again, a frat party.
Yeah, Beta Fest.
And we had one song, and it was really long and ridiculous. And then we had a break for the summer, and we came back, and Julia had written like a few songs, and we switched up instruments a little bit and actually started practicing.
Yeah, we sounded really bad, but I'd never played in a band before, so I thought that
none
we sounded
had,
good.
Yeah, it sounded good to me.
It sounded great to me, too.
And then we won Battle of Bands, and that pretty much just elevated us to where we are now, thanks to Beta Fest Battle of Bands.
Yeah. I'd always wanted to be in a band, but it was kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
So starting as a joke made it easier.
Your most recent release is called Time to Go Home, but previously you had a release called No Regrets.
No Regrets, yeah.
Regrets intentionally spelled wrong?
Yeah.
Is there anything behind the title to that?
That's a tattoo that I have. Yeah. So we just kind of named it after that,
too.
Yeah, Julia had the idea to get that tattoo for, like, a couple years, and I kept being like, absolutely do not do that. That's the worst idea I've ever heard. And then she did it, and I love that tattoo.
Yeah.
So
it's a good
maybe best decision she's ever made.
So I've interviewed a handful of musicians that have looked back on some of their earlier music and said, I can't believe I sang those lyrics. What was I thinking? How did I feel that way back then? Do you have any songs or lyrics that you look back on that you sang before? You're like, what was going on?
Definitely. I wouldn't say that I regret singing it, but I would like to never sing it again. The song Goddamn, which is just like so... like cutesy. I don't think it's that bad, but I just would rather not sing it anymore.
Is it just the cutesy factor, or is there anything else?
Yeah, just kind of embarrassing to sing.
How come?
I don't know. It's just like about like thinking a guy is hot, which is funny. Like I still think it's funny, but I'm just like, I have other things I'd like to sing about.
I don't feel regret that much, but the one time I felt intense regret was like when I was feeling really angsty my senior year of college.
Totally.
I studied math, and I was just so done with it, and I was like, this sucks, I'm bored, and I just wish I would have been an art major.
Yeah.
I regretted
yeah.
being a math major yeah. so much in that one moment.
I took one harp lesson in sixth grade, and I really wish I'd stuck with it. I wish that I could
Me
play
too.
Harp.
I would love for you to serenade me on that.
I kind of wish that I stuck with piano, because I took some piano lessons when I was 9.
I kind of feel like No Regrets is a pretty... good motto for our band in general.
Yeah.
Like, or life. No expectations, no regrets.
Yeah.
It's like we're all just like growing up a little bit, getting wiser and older and
no regrets.
Well, Julia Shapiro, Lydia Lund, Annie Truscott, and Gretchen Grimm, the members of Chastity Belt, thank you so much for being here. Can you take us out with a song?
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to play Caught in a Lie, which is a new song. You can find it on our next album, probably coming out in 2017 or at a live show.